listening to the Way of Truth broadcast, which originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Alvin Craig speaking. We're certainly thankful that you have tuned our way, and we invite you to stay with us, trusting that the Lord will use us to make the broadcast a blessing to you today. Heavenly Father, we're truly thankful for the privilege of presenting thy gospel to this precious people today. We're trusting that wherever our broadcast is reaching, the Holy Spirit will make it a blessing to each and to every one. We're so thankful for the gospel, which is the power of God unto salvation to every one that believeth. And we're thankful that you ordained for the entire world to hear the gospel and to be blessed by the gospel. So be with us on our broadcast today and bless our precious congregation. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Standing on the promises of Christ, my King, through eternal ages let His praises ring. Glory in the highest, God will shout and sing. Standing on the promises of God.
Subject for today's broadcast, Remove Not the Landmarks. And our text of scripture is found in Proverbs chapter 22 and verse 28. Remove not the ancient landmarks which thy fathers have set. Landmarks, a stone or some post placed as a boundary between two pieces of property. I remember in one of my Bibleland trips, driving along, and I saw a stone there in the edge of the field, which I assumed was a landmark between two pieces of property. And that was a custom in ancient times, We read also in the scriptures, thou shalt not remove thy neighbor's landmark, which they of old time have set in thine inheritance, which thou shalt inherit in the land that the Lord thy God giveth thee to possess. That's Deuteronomy chapter 19 and verse 14. We also read in Deuteronomy 27:17, cursed be that removeth his neighbor's landmark. And all the people shall say, Amen. Take not what is not thine own. In any case, let all ancient divisions and usages connected with them be held sacred. The landmarks among the Romans were held very sacred, so Adam Clark says. They were at last deified. It was customary to sacrifice a lamb to them and sprinkle them with the blood. A religiously application tells us that we are not to move the landmarks. Do not depart from the true doctrines. Do not move the landmark to take in error. Do not bring in new teachings, dogmas, or rites, or ceremonies into the worship of God which are not clearly laid down in the Word of God. And that's a quote from Clark again. Some people seem to think the message must be changed or updated every generation. But I read in the Scriptures where it says the Word of God is forever settled in heaven, and I am the Lord, I change not. So the Lord's message, the landmarks, do not need to be moved from generation to generation. I know there are those who change their teachings and their doctrines, but when it comes to the truth of the Word of God, there's a curse placed upon people who add to or take from the Word of God, as we read in the last chapter of the book of Revelation. Now, the Church of God has a standard. And when I speak of the Church of God, I'm not speaking of some little sect with earthly headquarters. I'm speaking about that church that was purchased by the blood of Christ, that church of which Jesus Christ is the head, and the government is on his shoulders, and he is the door to the sheepfold. So the Church of God has a standard. Thy testimonies are very sure. Holiness becometh thine house, O Lord, forever. Psalm 93:5. So this informs us that the Word of God is not to be changed. The landmarks are not to be moved, because the Word of God teaches holiness, and God's holy people are to be holy as long as they are a people of God. Thy testimonies are very sure. Holiness becometh thine house, O Lord, forever. I set watchmen over you, saying, hearken to the sound of the trumpet. But they said, we will not hearken. That's Jeremiah 6:17. Jeremiah, you know, is known as the weeping prophet because he cried out against the sins of his people. He warned them that they were going to be destroyed by the Babylonians if they did not turn away from their idol worship back to the true and the living God. But as Jeremiah preached the word to them, Their attitude was, we will not hearken. In fact, they threw him in a pit one time, or a dungeon, and left him there to die. But some Ethiopian had pity on him and pulled him out. Go through the gates. Prepare ye the way of the people. Cast up the highway. Gather out the stones. Lift up a standard for the people. So we read in Isaiah 49:22, salvation puts you on the highway of holiness, and holy living enables you to remain there. As we look into the Word of God, I'd like to read from the 35th chapter of the book of Isaiah. As we read this passage of Scripture, I want you to understand and to know that we are not to take this as literal as far as the material things referred to, but they are to be used in a symbolical way. Again, Isaiah 35, beginning with verse 1, the wilderness and the solitary place shall be glad for them, and the desert shall rejoice and blossom as the rose. It shall blossom abundantly and rejoice even with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given unto it, the excellency of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see the glory of the Lord and the excellency of our God. Strengthen ye the weak hands, and confirm the feeble knees. Say to them that are of a fearful heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, even God with a recompense. He will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap as an hart, and the tongue of the dumb sing. For in the wilderness shall waters break out, and streams in the desert, and the parched ground shall become a pool, and the thirsty land springs of water in the habitation of dragons, where each lay shall be grass with reeds and rushes. And an highway shall be there, and a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for those, the wayfaring men, though fools shall not err therein. No lion shall be there, nor ravenous beast shall go up thereon. It shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there. And the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with songs and everlasting joy upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. Again, I say, those are not talking about literal things there. Isaiah is speaking of these from a symbolical or a spiritual sense. When it talks about no lion being there, no one of an evil and an ungodly nature will walk the highway of holiness. No, the redeemed shall walk there, and it shall not be tread by those who are not redeemed, those who are not living the life. Remember again, holiness without which no man shall see the Lord. The highway of holiness and the narrow way that Jesus told us about are one and the same. Enter ye at the strait gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat, because strait is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find them. That's a part of the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 and 14. Holy living is an important part of the standard of the church. In fact, you can't have the true church without a holy people. Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 4. Worldliness is not a part of holy living. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. In like manner also, that women adorn themselves in modest apparel, with shamefacedness and sobriety, not with broidered hair, or gold, or pearls, or costly array, but which becometh women professing godliness with good works. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 9 and 10. Whose adorning let it not be that outward adorning of plaiting the hair, that is, weaving gold strands and adorning the hair, or other types of adornment, and of wearing of gold, or of putting on of costly array, but let it be the hidden man of the heart, in that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and a quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great price. 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 3 and 4. When thou art spoiled, notice this is Jeremiah chapter 4 and verse 30. When thou art spoiled, what wilt thou do? Though thou clothest thyself with crimson, though thou deckest thee with ornaments of gold, though thou rentest thy face with painting, in vain shalt thou make thyself fair. Thy lovers will despise thee. Jeremiah 4:30. The Bible tells us in the book of Psalms that God takes pleasure in his people, and he will beautify the meek, not with painted faces or a lot of jewelry, but he will beautify the meek with salvation. And the scripture here says in Peter that a meek and a quiet spirit is in the sight of God of great price. Now we read in the book of Amos about a wall and a plumb line. Thus he showed me, and behold, the Lord stood upon a wall made by a plumb line, with a plumb line in his hand. And the Lord said unto me, Amos, what do you see? And I said, a plumb line. Then said the Lord, behold, I will set a plumb line in the midst of my people Israel. I will not again pass them any more. Now, this plumb line was used to measure not a literal wall. We're talking about the Word of God being a plumb line, and God measuring us by His Word. And we are to measure our lives by the Word of God. Man shall not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And though Amos wrote that many years ago, it is still true. Today, God is putting a plumb line in the midst of His people, and He's measuring our lives. And if we want to have God's approval upon our lives and His blessings, then we must measure to the truth of the Word of God. The Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. And if we will walk in the light, then we will have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, shall cleanse us from all sin. You may be sure the wall that was built with a plumb line was built straight. And that's talking about measuring our lives. Again, I say, for thou art an holy people unto the Lord thy God. The Lord thy God has chosen thee to be a special people unto himself above all people that are upon the face of the earth. The redeemed are a special people because they have been redeemed and they've been taken out of the world and put in the kingdom of God, the kingdom of light. Some thieves and crooks did move the landmark, but God's landmark remains the same from generation to generation. His word is forever settled in heaven, and we must measure our lives by it if we want his approval, I say. Father, I pray that you'll bless these scriptures and thoughts to our precious congregation today, for we ask this in Jesus' name, amen. It's been a privilege to share another Way of Truth broadcast with you. We do trust that it has proven to be a blessing, and if so, why not let us know? Our mailing address is the Way of Truth broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. That address again, the Way of Truth broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Now our email address, truth@fred.net, truth@fred.net. And our fax number is 301-739-7173. 301-739-7173, our fax number. And our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. You may read our monthly Way of Truth magazine there on our webpage, not just the current issue. We have an archive there of a number of issues. And you may also listen to another Way of Truth broadcast. If you've missed any or you'd like to hear one over, you can go to our webpage and we have an archive of our broadcasts as well. And I also invite you, if at all possible, to be with us in our services. Our Sunday morning service begins 20 minutes before 11. Our Sunday evening service at 6. And our midweek service Wednesday evening at 7. Our webpage address again, www.wayoftruth.org. And now, this is Alvin A. Craig. We thank you for being a part of our congregation today, and we invite you to tune in this station next week when again, the Lord willing, will be coming your way with another Way of Truth broadcast. Until then, may heaven's blessings abide upon each and every one of you, is our sincere prayer.
to